today on Real Radio.
Maybe in your life, God is tearing down. There's things that you don't understand going on in your life. You've got 1,000 questions and seemingly no answers. What's going on? Lord, show me you in this.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's very special edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack in a message called With You Wherever You Go. Hi, everyone. You know, this particular message was recorded a couple of years ago. It's from Pastor Jack's first Sunday back in the pulpit after an 8-week absence due to severe insomnia. Now, whenever God speaks to us in our own situation, it's always rooted in love. We can ask why, but for the Christ follower, it's more about what the Lord wants us to learn through our suffering. When we can't explain what's happening to us, though, we can get fearful. But God is with us in our fears. And just when we think we're at our end, well, God comes in and picks us up. We just have to let go and allow God to do whatever He's going to do. But whether God heals us or not, He is holy and His grace is sufficient. Today, Pastor Jack's going to tell us that everything he went through during his 24 months of insomnia could not be learned from a book, a sermon, or from other people's experience. God will speak to us in our suffering from His Word. There are verses in the Bible that will apply to our situation, and that's how we'll fight it. And now, in a message called With You Wherever You Go, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Well, church, grab your Bibles this morning and turn, if you would, to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, and the message is really going to be something that I'm going to speak to you as though it's coming from my diary. The thoughts that I've written down are entries into the events of these last several weeks, if not months, if not the last 2 years. And Joshua chapter 1, I got to tell you that after Easter Sunday morning, if you were here for Easter Sunday morning, it was an amazing day, and it was a tremendous passion week that God had given us. But on Easter Sunday after fourth service, I drove home, and I knew something was going on because I had gotten home to my driveway. I couldn't figure out how I got home. I couldn't remember how I got home. I couldn't, it was a blur to me. I immediately thanked God for getting me through the day, but then later on, a few hours into resurrection morning, celebrations by resurrection evening, I completely felt a detachment from my brain to my body. Nothing felt normal. I couldn't feel things. I couldn't process things. There was just this shutdown. And that was the start of what I believe is a tearing down and a rebuilding. And maybe in your life, God is tearing down. There's things that you don't understand going on in your life. You've got 1,000 questions and seemingly no answers. What's going on? Why is this happening? And not so much as God, why, but it's this. It's God, why, meaning I'd like to know because I want to cooperate with you in what's happening. I don't want to resist you, God. In fact, I want more of you in this situation. I need to see more of you. I need to hear more from you. I want to cooperate with you. But God, I've got 1,000 questions. I'm not doubting you, and I'm not doubting anything else, but Lord, show me you in this. And maybe you're going through that thing in life. I guarantee you, if you're a Christian today, the greatest desire that you have in your life is not to be delivered from the trauma, not to be delivered from the issue or the suffering. It's God, show me in this, because church, in all of our lives, suffering is going to happen. But for the Christian life, when God says, I got your hand, I got you in this. Oh my goodness, then bring on the battle, you know? I told my wife recently, I said, you know what? I don't care if what I'm going through is from heaven or from hell. As long as God is smiling upon me right now, I'm good with it. She goes, what do you mean? I go, I don't care if Satan's beating me up. If Satan's beating me up and I can see God smile, then Satan beat me up. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't know what I'm talking about, I pray you will know what I'm talking about. Because in that, as we'll see this morning, is true Christian growth. Joshua chapter 1, follow along with me if you would. verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. You ought to circle those three words. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, and you and all this people to the land which I'm giving you, to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given it to you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness to this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river of the sun, or he's talking about the Euphrates, excuse me, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun or into the west, shall be your territory. Verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Mark those words down. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper, here it is, wherever you go. This book of the law, that is the first five books of the Bible, that's all they had at that time, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For listen to the reason why. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Look at verse 10, because I'm going to end it abruptly. Verse 10, so some Bibles read, or then some Bibles read, Joshua, and I stop with that. From verse 10 onward, Joshua's commission becomes a reality. God calls him into the work that he has given him to do. And all along the way, you're going to read, if you read the book of Joshua, God is telling Joshua, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. I'm with you. Church, you know long enough by now as being a Christian that whenever God repeats something to you or to me or to Joshua or anybody else over and over again, it means that we need that kind of strengthening. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Be of good courage. And I've concluded this in my time studying Joshua. And I have to tell you, I don't know why I went to Joshua. I just felt strong that God would have me to go to the book of Joshua. And all along the way, God had been saying to me, be strong and of good courage. Church, 24 months of insomnia is a weird thing. Number one, when it started out, I just noticed my disciplines had been broken up. For years as a Christian, 40 years, I've had a discipline. I would go to bed at a certain time. I would wake up at a certain time. I never needed an alarm clock. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. There's nothing noble about it. It's just the way that I was programmed. At 4, I'm up, and I was with God every day from 4 to 7 o'clock in the morning, and that was my life. And then sleep began to be disrupted, and I began to be tired at 4 o'clock, and it was hard for me. And lo and behold, and slowly, things began to change. And listen, as much as this sounds brutal, it's not. I'm telling you, when God speaks to you in your situation, it's always rooted and based in love. When God says, listen, no excuses, Jack. You and I used to date each other at 4 o'clock. I need to date you at 4 o'clock. I'll meet you at 4 o'clock. And I couldn't get my body out of bed the next day. And the next word I heard from the Lord was, hey, we have a date tomorrow, 4 o'clock. And you know what? God in his love says, I don't care how tired you are, I want to meet with you. You might say, well, but the Bible says the Lord gives his beloved sleep. And the Bible also says that Paul often spent seasons of sleeplessness. Did you know that? I got every card and letter from so many people. Pastor Jack, don't you know the Bible says God gives his beloved sleep? Amen, hallelujah, I'm all for it. But there's a season in your life. It may not be sleeplessness, but it may be cancer. It may be emotional issues. It may be financial issues that God is leading you through, not to discipline you, not to scare you, not to destroy you, but to teach in you that there is no courage outside of Christ. There is no power outside of Jesus. Our question and challenge today for us is, how do we learn how to take that and grab hold of that courage and apply it to our lives? The psalmist writes, David wrote in Psalm 119, there's no notes today, I'm making this up as I go, so don't even look to the screens. You're gonna have to be quick. You gotta write these down. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 5, he said, through your precepts, God's instruction, I have understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word, that is the Bible, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. This is spoken by a man who knew about suffering, that the word of God is our comfort. The word of God is our assurance. What God says is true. Church, when you read it, you cannot cherry pick God's truth from the Bible. You can't pull it out and say, well, I believe this part, but I don't believe the other. God's word is in totality for a reason, to meet all humanity where they're at. But are you his child today? If you today can say, I'm a child of God, listen, I don't even care how weak your utterance is this morning. When you say today, man, Pastor Jack, I think I'm a child of God. I mean, I love him, but I just fail. I'm not talking about your inconsistencies and failures. I'm talking about, listen, do you desire to be a child of the living God? Do you understand that Jesus Christ is the reason for living? That he's everything. That after the doctors and after the friends and cards and letters say all that they say, at the end of the day, you land with Jesus. That great dependence can only come through suffering. When the questions arise, and they will arise, is this the end for me? Will it lead to these other things? Listen, never go online to find out what you're ailing from. Now, it may or may not be true, but I don't want it to be true because I went online and I saw the results of and the end of insomnia. It's not just not being able to sleep at night. There's all of these problems that come from it. Your immune system's devastated. You have no memory. It's gone. All this stuff goes. Your brain is shrinking because of the lack of the... That's great. My brain is shrinking. In front of you, my brain is shrinking right now. All of these things, and you read all that stuff, and it's just like, is there hope for me? Aren't you glad that God never reads the web? He never reads, he never goes online to find out what he should do next, and nor should you and I. God's goodness is there for us. Now look, this is for us. I feel embarrassing giving you this verse because it's like, Jack, are you comparing yourself to Paul? No, I am not. But I'm encouraged by Paul in 2 Corinthians 11. Listen to this. Paul says, because he was challenged by his ministry, there were those saying, you're not an apostle, you're a loser, you're just nobody. And Paul says, am I a minister of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. How did he qualify his ministry? He says, in labors more abundant, in stripes, that's beating, above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 lashes, minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods, and once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked, and night and day I have been in the deep. Can you imagine bobbing around in the ocean because of a shipwreck, terrified out there in that black Mediterranean? In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, and in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and in toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides all these other things, listen to what he says, what comes upon me daily because of my deep concern for the churches. Paul the Apostle. In the midst of all of it, church, listen, what you're going through is not that God has abandoned you. Are you willing as a Christian to let God say to you, I'm going to put you through something. And if you cooperate, Jack, you will come out better on the other end of it if you just let me be Lord in this and through this. Just let go. I'll do that. And I want you to be able to hear this in the right way. I have found out that in all of my doing and all of my going, there was a sense of real joy in that. Being fruitful, I would say, and doing what God has opened the door to do. And all that is fine, but let me tell you something. I believe what God has been sharing with me since I've been on my back could have never been read in a book or preached in a sermon or received at a conference. It had to be personal. Why are you and I going through personal struggles? Because God is doing a work that cannot come to you and I in any other way. It's not in a pill. It's not in some program. Christian, I speak to you today. God is doing a work in your life, and I know, listen, you know what we struggle with? Our emotions start to invade the work of God. God goes to work. Can you imagine? He rolls up his sleeves and he gets his gloves on and he's working in your life. And I know it hurts. We all know it hurts. He's moving this around and he's changing that. And then all of a sudden, listen, while he's doing his amazing, wonderful work, because faith says from the word of God, he loves me. He's doing a work. Even this is going to turn out for the good of God and for the betterment of me. So the Bible says. And then our emotions come in. And we begin to second guess God. Hath God said, was the famous words of Satan, to appeal to the emotions. Immediately, emotions will rise up and cast a cloud, as it were, over the doctrine of God, over the word of God. And then we start thinking things like this. Listen, it comes out like this. Why? But God, and where are you in this? I know this might sound something that pastors are supposed to say, but I mean it. When we come to that point of wondering where God is and all of this stuff, I believe right then in that moment, and when we come to that question of God, are you here? Oh, I believe he's more here than he could have ever been at any other time. Church, this morning you and I need to decide as Joshua had to decide. I've been commissioned to go forward, so have all of you. Joshua took up arms and he got ready to cross over the Jordan, the great separation. Listen, prior to crossing the Jordan, do you know how the children of Israel were fed? God fed them every day for 40 years. Did you know that? Did you know that prior to crossing over the Jordan River, God was defending them and fighting all of their battles? Did you know that? God did it all for them on that side of the Jordan. And then God says, all right, Moses is dead. Joshua, you're the man. Cross over. I'll give you the details in the next page or the next chapter. Here's how it goes. And apparently from the Bible, Joshua got the command. And more than a few times, God has to say to him, be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid. If you're a Bible student, you know what that means. It means that Joshua did not have any courage and he had become afraid. When God speaks to you, listen, church, when God speaks to you, it is that quiet voice. And that voice is the word of God. And God will say this, listen, you will have as much of God speaking to you in your life to the degree of how much Bible you have hidden in your heart. Look, I love you guys, but I got to tell you, if you're a casual Christian, you never hear God speak. Or you hardly ever hear God speak. How do you survive? How do you survive? Because you know what? When he speaks through his word. You see, our emotions are not satisfied with the word. Our emotions want the ground to shake. We want to hear a rumbling through the sky. We just read it recently this week in our daily Bible reading that the voice was spoken, God was speaking, and there were those that were around and thought that, you know, there had been an earthquake. We relate to earthquakes. We relate to big sounds and big noises. I want to see something big. Oh, I want God to do this. Wait a minute. He's the Lord. We're not. And God is speaking in our sufferings. And listen, I've concluded this, that the suffering, you'll either come out of that suffering saying, I don't think God spoke to me at all. Or you'll come through that suffering and you'll have a greater appreciation for God's word because that's how he spoke to you. Thirdly, is what I want to say went through, I'm going through. Are you ready for thirdly? Thirdly was this. Lord, I get up to read my Bible, my eyes hurt so bad, and I'm so fatigued, I can't go to sleep, but I can't read your word. My eyes are killing me. And then I'm so nauseous from having been up at 1.70 hours without being unable to go to sleep, I can't function. But God, I want to draw near to you. God, speak to me. Have you ever been there? Talk to me. You know, listen, silence. Lord, where are you? Silence. Now, at that point, you're tired, you're fatigued, pressure. In some of your lives, it's different. It's been needles. It's been going from place to place. It's all these things that are happening. And it's like, wait a minute. Wait. God, really? What's going on here? What? And speak. Listen, silence. And I got to tell you, it was many, many weeks. I think well into 3 weeks of saying, where are you in this? I mean, where? Just speak. And then he spoke. Not with a voice. From his word. And his word said to me, from 1 Corinthians, Jack, eye has not seen. Listen. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, what I have prepared for those who love me. Well, watch. Lord, I love you. I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed about how little I love you. I should love you a whole lot more, but I love you. And that verse announced to my heart, Jack, there is a voice, there is a way I deal, I work with my kids that is beyond the ability for ear to hear and eye to see. And Jack, listen, Jack, I just don't live on the mountaintops. Jack, I live in the valleys. And Jack, here's the deal. If you're going to live, this is for all of us. If you're going to live, I love what Paul the Apostle said. He said, I did not first teach anything to anybody that which Christ did not first teach me. So I want you to hear this. This is for you because it's for me. Faith doesn't need sight. Faith doesn't need to hear. The soul, the psuche of us, the soul is strong. Don't get me wrong. The soul is powerful. It's our thinking. The soul of who we are says, I want to feel it. Got to see it. And a lot of Christians live, by the way, like that. They're close to God if they can see and feel. Are you with me? But listen, when God in his goodness weans us off of those things to get us back to the walk of faith, faith is, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 1, things that are not seen. It's the evidence of things that cannot be seen. Church, listen, are you listening? Faith is, are we Christians? Raise your hand if you're a Christian. Okay, then we're supposed to live by faith or else we're not living like Christians. If we're living by feelings and how close we feel to Jesus at the moment, and it's a great day because I got a goosebump, that's not faith. Oh, I just really feel, listen, I really feel the nearness of God. Not faith. What did he say to you? That's faith.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a special message called With You Wherever You Go. Thanks for listening. And Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Radio pray that in your suffering and weakness, you'll put your trust in the Lord. Jesus knows your pain, but in your weakness, he is strong and will see you through whatever life brings. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Due to the coronavirus, there's some videos on Pastor Jack's YouTube channel that you might like to know about. There's The Holy Spirit in the Life of the Believer, Parts 1 and 2. Another is called What You Really Need to Know in These Last Days. There's also an online prayer and worship service that was live streamed. You'll also find previously live Facebook Happening Now episodes about Bible prophecy and the COVID-19 epidemic. You can access these through YouTube by subscribing to Real Life with Jack Hibbs or through our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.